You're listening to DraftKings Network.
So it was a weird day today. We did the best we could under some trying circumstances. We figured this would happen quite a bit. So forgiveness if you were hoping to tune into the normal show and didn't feel like it was quite normal because it was just me, Mike, and Stu Gotts and Whittingham here calling Billy and Roy and Chris and Cody.
I'm not certain Greg Cody being that good is good for the show, but it was good for us. I mean, he was fantastic.
That is the first time in about 10 years I have felt relief from Greg Cody because I could just go to him and have confidence that he was going to be funny. It's been, and it's because he doesn't know that he's on the radio. Like, it's so, I'm telling you, Stu Gotts, Greg Cody is at his most competent in terms of funny, comedy, and journalism when he's on the phone.
I know last week you guys were discussing whether or not we should be nicer to Greg Cody, and I love Greg Cody, and you know that. But if he gave you that one out of every four shows, you'd be nicer to him, right?
I'm telling you, this is what happens. For those of you who are longtime listeners to our show and realize where and how we've been sort of imprinted by the original show that Tony Kornheiser did in the same slot on ESPN that was too hot for ESPN before Cowherd, that was talking like a whispered secret on the internet because the internet was not the internet, but social media and stuff was just getting started. And he was talking in the shadows outside of the FCC directly to the audience. People marvel from that show. How can Greg Cody be so competent as a journalist that Kornheiser goes to, as Kornheiser being the inventor, Stu Gotts, of I'm not going to Super Bowl Radio Row to talk to athletes who don't have to say anything. I have anything to say. I'm going to go to writers. I'm going to go to writers again and again, and they're going to be smart about this. If you've noticed, Stu Gotts, at ESPN, every president there has ridden on the backs of writers, whether it was Mark Shapiro, who became the president of the company with his Sports Century series that ended up just putting Edwin Popes of the world in front of a camera for no money at all. Tell us the stories the way a storyteller would. To everyone who rose to power with the 30 for 30s, Connor Schnell, John Skipper, Bill Simmons, on the backs of the 30 for 30s, yep. The documentaries. The Tiger documentary I just saw on HBO was just a bunch of writers sitting down in front of a camera, and it was great. Not good, great. I questioned what that would be because Tiger Woods is a mythological figure like Jeter, like Brady, like Michael Jordan, where we don't get real close to the truth. That HBO documentary got real close to the truth.
Connor Schnell, that's a fine.
That is a fine. I always do that. I always put an N in his name. I've been doing that for a while.
And I always find you.
And one of the things that is happening as it relates to this and riding the backs of writers on this stuff is you get a documentary like the one that we just got. Have you seen that yet with your father?
I saw. So it's funny because you told me to watch it with my dad. I watched part one by myself, and now I plan on watching part one again with dad, and then we'll watch part two together.
It's unbelievably good. And it's unbelievably good because this is a guy, I thought it was so much better than The Last Dance in two episodes because he didn't have any creative control. So you saw exactly how that robot was built.
Yeah.
You saw it with a macro view, and you saw it was kind of like the Todd Marinovich story where a dad is so oppressive in making his son, a dad, a Navy SEAL, a guy who is super disciplined, and his wife in making a son who's a robot who is so not human. And so ultimately not black by his own identity in terms of where he fit in that worshiping white world where the masters feels comfortable calling him out and judging him because he wasn't really black until he started doing the stuff that embarrassed the masters. All of a sudden that white country club didn't embrace him unless he was the perfect symbol for the magical Negro. Then he did the stuff that was offensive with Perkins waitresses. Literally, the rules change as his pants are falling down because we never covered Barkley and Michael Jordan this way. And the masters felt good that they could criticize their black man as being black in that spot. And there, as the one guy who was welcomed into that super white world, right, and was worshipped for being the magical Negro who didn't identify as a black guy, that club would feel comfortable. Name the Masters. The whitest club. You can make the argument. The whitest club in America that's not the Klan. Like, in terms of just that, they want to protect no women, no black people. They do not want to be about modern. They want to do about when we referred to people as masters, sort of around a plantation.
That has changed recently. Condoleezza Rice is a member there now. So.
But you should check out the documentary from that perspective because it was interesting to watch sort of the racial undertones on everything that was happening there. And specifically, they did it so well, Stugatz, because I got to know better an athlete I feel like has been covered for a really long time without us being able to see all of it, how that turned, how his father, not a drug addict and not just a sex addict, but addicted to, like, he was basically somebody, Stugatz, with an obsessive compulsive personality, trained by a master disciplinarian and his bride, who seemed to be tougher on him than even the father was.
I was thinking Todd Marinovich. It's funny that you brought that up, but it seemed like Tiger wanted it. Did you kind of
get
that?
Yes, but they made a robot, right. Stugatz, yes. And they made a robot ill-equipped to deal with life. They made a sex addict, a drug addict, a golf addict, because they were both so disciplined that they broke up with his girlfriend by letter.
Yes.
They broke up with his longtime girlfriend. Like, it was clear that Tiger Woods was writing a letter that wasn't written by Tiger Woods. He was a PR statement from back then. They broke up with his girlfriend of many years. So you get the full picture on that in a way that was fascinating. I want to talk about it more, but I've got to go to Chris Whittingham on the polls, because we have had we have these polls at Lebatard Show, and we haven't been able to do them for several times here, several episodes. And now I can't go to Billy because he was on a phone line. So Whittingham, you're going to do the polls. You're going to do them from when?
For the last week.
All right. Wow. The last week.
All right.
Jeez.
Okay, but what was my original point with the writers? I know there was an original point before.
That Greg
I got
Cody
to the
was
camera.
Good today.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the point. Yeah. He was on a phone line. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
You're on it, you.
I mean, all of a sudden, we're a Tiger.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
the point being that Greg Cody is good if he just picks up a phone line and calls the Kornheiser Show. It's when you put the lights in front of him, the drugs on the night that he comes in here and doesn't understand why the lights are on during a megacast.
Right.
If it's just him talking to a phone, he understands what he has to do. The rest of the time, a Zoom, a microphone, everything else, he can't be competent at the details of radio.
I mean, that was more efficient. I mean, all of a sudden, we're talking about Todd Marinovich.
Yes, that's fine. I'm sorry for the digression. I'm sorry for the detour. Let's just get to the polls at Lebatard Show. I'm yammering. I'm Billy. What do you got here, Whittingham?
The polls are not brought to you by a sponsor. Can a guy named Gabe Vincent ever be good at basketball? 83.8% of the audience said no.
Balled out against the Sixers, though, in all fairness.
He also looks funny for a Gabe Vincent. He's also, like, it's not just, it's visually he's funny.
I still think Struess is funnier. Yeah. Max Struess.
Struess had a nice game last night.
He did. Dropped like 17, didn't he?
Yep.
Do you know what an ISP is? 62.8% of the audience said yes.
Mike, what is it, please? Forgive my ignorance here.
Max Struess?
No, an ISP.
Internet service provider.
Of course.
Did you know that Pete Rose showed up to WrestleMania as a chicken?
The Hit King.
69.8% of the audience said no.
Cool.
Is artisanal just a word you add to something to charge an extra $20?
So good. So true.
Your dad just texted me.
He got the pretzels. Yep.
96.7% of the audience said yes.
Did he get the deluxe or just the pretzels? Did he get the gourmet packet?
Deluxe artisanal.
Do you know what artisanal means? 62.3% of the audience said no.
I don't know what it means either.
We discovered it was handcrafted, I believe.
I still don't know what
made
it
in a non-mechanical way. What is Chris most worried about when taking off his shirt? There are four choices. Flab was the winner.
What are the other choices? What are the other choices?
I gotta hear the other
choices. What are the other choices?
Flab was 59.6%. Nipples.
Wait a minute. Let's go back here. So wait, that all died, Mike? Are we done with this whole going to the moon stuff? We were trying to get a t-shirt out. Fast and Furious, World of Suey, but we had a lot of breakdowns here. Now we understand why it was so hard for Disney to make the t-shirts. When you got a lot going on, t-shirts don't become the most important thing, and so we missed the moment on Diamond Club, stay strong, stay firm, the moment is gone.
So they're just cheating. It's so unfair. GME, GameStop, dipped all the way down to like $90 today. I think some people got it at $75 today. It dipped all the way down. This was a stock that was nearing 500, right?
Time to get back in.
And then Thursday happened, and you realize, oh, wait, they can just cheat. They'll commit open felonies and prevent you from making money. So today, it dips super low, and the cause is dead. And then something funny happened like 15 minutes ago. It started to rise from the ashes. It went all the way back up to 125, and people are like buying back in, and oh, my God. Are we hulking up right now? Guess what just got halted? Now everyone's jumping ship. They're just cheating.
It's amazing.
It's just open felonious behavior. But
you knew this was going to happen, though. It's never been this bare naked.
Mike, I told you last week. No, those guys always win.
You did, but and we all knew that.
You didn't think the game was rigged. You didn't think this takes off the blindfold.
No, I knew that it would. I knew that it was rigged. Obviously, they were winning. The Reddit community was winning because they were taking advantage of the same rigging process. I knew the system was rigged and easily manipulated, but what I didn't count on was just felonies being committed out in the open. And, oh, you think you're up now? We're just going to stop you from buying.
I feel like what the pandemic has done, and I don't want to get too macro on this, on what has been a fun and challenging show, but I feel like everything the pandemic has done has sort of fast-forwarded all forms of evolution so quickly that the bare naked greed of things and the bare naked commerce of what we are as a country simply can't be ignored, because it's just more overt than it's ever been. It's always been disguised. The class warfare in this country has always been camouflaged in something. It becomes about fights over the minimum wage, the desperation at the bottom, the Snowpiercer train that has the guys, you know, the people living like kings at the top, pretending like they earn their money because they're just finding it in their margins as a certain class of people continues hand-me-downing across its generations. Hey, I tarred roofs for a living. I'm uneducated. Or I built walls for a living. I built fences for a living. I worked in construction or sewage. That's what I handed down, a minimum wage, you know, living best I could to my child so that they too can have an education. This doesn't mean that this doesn't also happen to white people, because it does happen to white people. But what you're seeing here presently is the most overt manifestation of that.
This is going to sound like a baby, but it's not fair.
It's just so not fair, Mike.
We had them by the balls,
Mike. When it comes to the rigging money game in this country, everyone who is poor can yell, "It's just not fair."
This is like extra not fair.
It's the same kind of night fair. You can afford this night fair, not fair. Like, you can afford, you don't, it doesn't cost you meals. You're not falling into debt with this not fair.
Oh, some people are.
You are. Some people. You might be too.
And you also have to account for just lost gains. I understand money, it's never actually real if you don't sell, but some people are sending in as proof of funds $700,000 investments from riding GME to the moon. Like, it's real in terms of like interest. You could point to it.
Speaking of unfair, I mean, the Marinovich is trying to take away Todd's childhood by sticking a football in his hand. I mean, jeez.
Mike, can you please make sure that worldofsui.com has your t-shirts up today, along with the Amin t-shirt, even though the moment has been missed?
The Amin t-shirt's up there, and no, not really. I can't be bothered with it.
He's losing his shirt.
Okay.
At Lebatard Show, Whittingham, what else we got in terms of polls?
So the choices, again, were flab, nipples, pale, and other. Flab won with 59.6% of the vote.
I thought pink should have been one of the nominations.
That's a good shout.
Wait, can you read those four again, please?
So flab, right? Nipples, pale, and other.
Oh, man.
That is what is Chris most worried about when taking off his shirt. Last one we'll do today. What occupation do people hate the most? Winning the vote, hedge fund manager, apropos, at 46.4%. Used car salesman in second, lawyer in third, and other, bringing up the rear.
I am so out of the t-shirt management business. I got a couple funny ideas. I'll send them along. They get up. It's just, we need Metalark to form already. This is the pirate aspect.
It's getting tiring.
If I may.
Don't abandon ship, Mike. Come on.
If I may, right now, because we don't have a corporate structure, everything is directed via group text, which is funny and on brand, but also when you have like 17 people and it takes 7 days to settle on a graphic design and get it up there and you put it out there, and then one person chimes in, "Can we add a gold tooth?" And then Dan's like, "Can we add a gold tooth?" I'm like, "No, it just took us 7 days to get to this point. No gold tooth.
A mean one and a gold tooth.
He doesn't get a gold tooth."
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.